Tosfa says that it's not really a mes mitzvah, but it's enough to give the chacham whenever there's a tam, and it seems reasonable. There, the chacham have a power to be oker davar min haTorah, just like be'ed echad, to be believed, to be matter. Tosfa said, really, there's no real reason to do it, but the rabbanon, since they saw that it's got something that could be nisbar or whatever, and it looks reasonable, then they have the koach to be oker davar min haTorah. Tosfa says, she Tosfa says the same thing over here. That in fact, this is the makor of what he said later, of what he said before, that wherever there's a tam, then the rabbanon could be oker davar min haTorah. Samson tells us, like, really they have the power, except they don't want to look like they're going against the Torah. So if there's a tam, it like masks the idea that they're really going against the Torah. Find something else like that too, that the Torah didn't give the chachamim a koach to make zeras where the Torah says beferish that the thing is mutter. Right? It just looks bad. Okay, people say, well, I was going against the Torah. But if it's not beferish, then the rabbanon have that koach. Same thing over here. If it looks okay, like there's a good reason for it, then the rabbanon can be oker. Mikra didn't they have a koach to be oker davar min haTorah? The Torah gave them that power. But they can't do it where it looks bad. If it looks okay, then they can do it. That's seemingly what Tosfos says. Gemara says, Va'ocheles, one second, Rashi. No, Rashi. Okay, let's go. Va'ocheles begino truma. She can eat truma if her husband's a Kohen. She's not married to him. It's not Kinyan Kaspo. How could she eat truma? The truma the rabbanon and economy. They couldn't be mad to her to eat truma the oraisa, but truma the rabbanon. It's only truma with the rabbanon. The rabbanon said it's a marriage, so maybe she can eat truma the rabbanon. Okay. I think we're gonna. Well, let's go a little bit first. That will feel a little bit better. Toshma, ochal truma tameya mishalim chulin tahorin. The halacha is like this: a person ate. According to most Rishonim, it's talking where you ate the truma b'shogeg totally over here. The eating was b'shogeg. Mezid and shogeg, which the Gemara is going to speak about, is in how you paid, what you paid. But the eating itself was b'shogeg. I love it like this. If you eat truma b'mezid, then you're chayiv as a mazik. You have to pay the kohen what you took from him, what you were mazik. And what you pay can be truma too. You can pay back. If you have other truma, you can pay him that truma to make up for it. Okay. But if you eat it b'shogeg, then the Torah said a special halacha that you have to pay back what you did plus a fifth, and what you paid has to be chulin, and it becomes truma. Okay, special halacha. The Torah says you give chulin, and it becomes truma. Okay, that's if you eat it b'shogeg. So ochal truma tamei. If you ate truma tamei. The shogeg, mishalim chulim tahorim. You still have to pay back chulim tahorim. That then it should become truma tahorim. Shilem chulim tameyim. What if you paid chulim tameyim? Right, the guy paid chulim, but it was tameh. So now it's going to become truma tameyim. Sumchas omer mishum reb meir b'shogeg tashlum of tashlumin. If you paid the truma tameyim b'shogeg, you didn't know it was tameh, and you paid it, and used it as payment. Then it's good tashlumim, and that's it. You don't have to give anything more. The mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumim, but the mezid, if you did it on purpose, will give you a knas that the tashlumim are not considered tashlumim, and what's it called? Because you're being matzah of the kohen. If you gave him chulin tahorim, he could eat the truma. Chulin tameyim, he can't eat the truma, right? Most he can use it for is for fuel. So you're matzah the kohen, so we gave you a knas that the tashlumin, not inside tashlumin, and you have to pay now chulin tahorin that your tashlumin are bought. The chachamim omrim echad zeh vechazah tashlum of tashlumin, and the chachamim say both are tashlumin. The chos are mashalim chulin tahorin, and the what's it called tashlum? What you gave, and you have to give again chulin tahorin, real knas. Okay. The Havinan bought, and looked into it, the Mezid ain't Tashlum of Tashlumin. The Gemara says if he the Mezid gave chulin to Meim, right? It's not tashlumin. L'chara tova la bracha. He did the kohen a favor. Why? The ochal minei midei the lo kachazi le bimei tumaso. The kamashali midei the kachazi le bimei tumaso. He ate from the kohen something. He ate the truma the shogeg that the kohen could only eat when he was tar. And now he's giving the kohen something he can eat even when he's tamei. So the rabbi says, he can't eat this when he's tamei. It's truma tamei. But when I paid it, I paid chulin tamei. Which conceivably, if it didn't turn into truma, the kohen could have eaten bimei. So my tashlumim is chal when I take it and when I lose. What am I losing? Chulin tamei. Even though when the kohen gets it, right, and here by shogeg, the main thing is my kapara. What I lose. So what I'm losing is something that lemaisa theoretically for the kohen is better. So it's a good kapara. Even though when I give it to the kohen, it's going to turn into truma, and he's not going to be able, he's only going to be able to use it for fuel. But lemaisa, I lost something that klapi the kohen was better. It's not so much the kohen has to benefit from it. The main thing over here is I get the kapara. So if we go after the time that I, what's it called, took it out of my rishus. What I took out of my rishus was chulin tamei. And that was a good payment. That's the idea. V'omar Rava, v'amri lakadi, and Rava said, and some say it was said anonymously, chesuri mechzera. There's something missing over here. V'hafi tani. This is the way you should read the Mishnah. Ochal truma tamei, mishalim koldo. If you ate truma tamei, then you only pay what's it called a koldahu to make up for what's it called for what you ate, but what you ate wasn't worth too much. So you have to pay the value of truma tamei. Ochal truma tahora. If you ate truma tahora, then you really mamatsu the kohen, right? A lot. Mishalim chulin tahorin. Then you have to pay chulin tahorin, and what's it called? And it turns into truma. Shilem chulin tameim. If you paid chulin tameim. Sumchas omer mishum reb meir b'shogeg tashlum of tashlumim. If it was b'shogeg that you paid, then the tashlumim are good. The maize it ain't tashlum of tashlumim. But if you paid back the truma tamei of the maize, you knew it was tamei. Then it's your tashlumim are now tashlumim. The chachamim omerim bein b'shogeg bein b'maize tashlum of tashlumim. The chozer mishalim chulin tahorim. Okay, see Rashi. Mishalim achol truma b'shogeg. The whole case over here is all talking about you ate the truma b'shogeg. Mishalim chulin tahorim. D'chsiv v'nosam l'kohenes hakodesh. Dover haroi lios kol. You have to give the kohen something that's fit to be truma. A perikol shah. So you have to give him chulin. B'shogeg tashlum v'tashlum. In b'shogeg shilem tameim kesover tahorim. Hey, right. If you paid the tameim and you didn't know, you thought it was tahor. The mezid ain't tashlum v'tashlum. Dikatsinu l'v give him a knas. Tovala bracha, amai kanashtale. Why do you give him a knas? My mezid yeshkan. Afabish yodea shein tmeim miskavin hu tashlumin agunin. He was mechavin to pay back. And he paid back something that he lost, something that was worthwhile to the kohen if it had remained chuli. Docha meaning, afagat tashlumin nasin truma. Rashi says, even though the tashlumin become truma, the lochazi lebe me tuma, and the kohen's not going to be able to eat it when he's told me he can't eat it at all. When I paid it, that's the way they explain it, it was good tashlumin. The main thing is what I lose, not what he gains. Truma tamei lochazi lachila, kohen tor koi ala be'esek, right, the perakara, the kohen tome koi ala be'misa, the lochila kakosu lagabi tuma sagup, and kochim tor, and kochim tamei. If the truma is tome, and the person is tahar, then he's chayav alav for eating it. If he's Tomei, even if the Truma is Tomei, he's Chayiv Misa. Because it doesn't make a difference whether you're Tomei and eat Kachim Tomei, or you eat Kachim Tahor, and you're always Chayiv Misa. But if it's not Kedush, not Truma Saguf, you're Tahor. But the Truma is Tomei is only allowed. Called the Hu Afilu Chulin Tomei. Then you can pay even Afilu Chulin Tomei. Where it says, Vahachas, another Mercy of his, Vahachas, Midir Raisa Tashlumi Ma'al Yahave. The ima kaddish bu kohen isha tafsu la kedushay va'omer abanin ein tashlum of tashlumin the kesharvinan eishes ishli alma lecharek from the Torah the tashlum is tashlumin. The rabbanan came along, gave him a knas and said it's not considered the kohen's money. We're taking it back from him, and you have to pay him again. So from the Torah, this is the Kohen's money. And if he would marry a woman with it, she's Mekudeshes. Now the Rabbanah came along and said, it's not the Kohen's money. So the Kedushin is Bakr. So the Chorah, how could the Rabbanah do that? So the answer could be, Tosa says, Hefker Beis and Hefker. No. Hefker Beis and Hefker is only where the Rabbanah are making a knas because somebody did something wrong. So why cancel this Kohen? He didn't do anything wrong. Right? Why should his money become not his? He didn't do anything wrong. Right? The Israel did something wrong. So why should we cancel the Kohen? So it can't work because of Hefker Beis and Hefker. Hefker Beis and Hefker can only be to take somebody's money away who did something wrong. But the Kohen didn't do anything wrong. Why are we taking his money away? Mara says, "My ain't tashluma tashlumin." The Kohen of Meir, the boy lemeheder shlumi chulin tahorin. Not that the Kohen gets, we take it away from the Kohen. He gets that plus he gets a new one. Not that this one's taken away. Mara says, "Yochi sumchas and rabbanu." And the rabbanu said the same thing that sumchas says. Amravacha braid ravika kanshu shogeg atu meizav yikabinayu. The machlokas is whether in the case of shogeg also we say that, because shogeg atu meizid, meaning that if the guy is going to be mazed, what's it called, be mazed, it's not tashlum, he has to pay another one, right? And be shogeg not, then the guy will say he was be shogeg, he'll make it look like he was be shogeg. So we can't say shogeg atu meizid. And simple souls know, it depends on we're shogeg or mazed, and we don't make a knas of shogeg atu meizid. Rashi. B'chachem d'raisa tashlum me'al yinenu d'chulin t'meim nomi ru'in li'os kodesh. Chulin t'meim could also be kodesh, so it's really in our Torah a good payment. Because Rabbi Loi le'el, the Omer Rabbanan ain't tashlum el tashlumin. That Rabbi Meir Kamoset, asking from Rabbi Meir, that it's not tashlumin. Comes to shogeg at the meisid, you can benay the Rabbi Meir b'shogeg tashlum el tashlumin. The little boy l'shlum may suit to harm, you don't have to pay another payment. But the Rabbanan came along and said, no, that Rameyer, there's no distinction between Shogig and Mezid. Whether you paid it for Shogig or Mezid, you, what's it called, you have to pay again. Because we're afraid that if you don't make him pay again for Shogig, he'll finagle around and it'll look like Shogig when really it was Mezid.
So we're on Tzadik and Medalef. Towards the bottom, Toshma. Dam Shenifma. You have a Korban Chatos. And the Dam became Tomei. The Zorko, the Shogeg Hurtza. So if the Kohen didn't realize that the Dam was Tomei, and he was Zorik the Dam, so the Korban is Mechaper. The Mezid Lo Hurtza. But the Mezid, if he knew the Dam was Tomei, and he was Zorik it anyway, then the Korban is not Mechaper. Where it says the Hahacha the Midiraisa al Tsuye Maisa from the Tumina Torah, whether it's Shogig Mezid, if the Maisa the Dam was Nizrak, even if it's Tameh, so the Tzitz is Maratza on the Dam and the Korban is Kosher. The Tanya al Maha Tzitz Maratza al Hadam ve al Abosav al Achelav Shenitma bein b'Shogig bein b'Mezid bein b'Onis bein b'Rotzon bein b'Yochid bein b'Tzibur. Right, the Tzitz is Maratza on Tuma. Whether it's Tum of the Dam, the Bosser, the Chalev, your Makriv, all of these things, whether they became Tomei, B'Shogeg, B'Mezid, Onis, Ratzon, whether it's a Korban Yochid, a Korban Tzibur, and even if you were Zorik the Dam, the Mezid, the Maisa, the Tzitz is Maratza, and the Korban is Kosher. The Amri Rabbanan Lohurza, and the Rabbanan come along and say the Chatras is not good, meaning the person has to bring another Chatras. But he really doesn't have to bring another chatas min haTorah, and he can't bring a chatas min haDava. So he's caught from the Torah. He's bringing chulin bazar. He's bringing an animal that's not a korban, because you can't create a chatas. And the Rabbanan permitted that they said you're not yotzei with the first chatas. You have to bring another one. They call hadar mayel chulin bazar. So you see, the Rabbanan are oker davar min haTorah, because of whatever reason they had that they said that the zrika sadam is not kosher, even though min haTorah it is. They're mechayev you to bring a korban chatas. So lemaisa, what's it called? Then really, you shouldn't be bringing that korban chatas. So they're oker dover min haTorah. Rav Yossi bar Chanina Milo hurtza the korban lahatir boser bachila. Doesn't mean that the korban is not kosher, and you have to bring another one. No, they didn't make you bring another chatas, right? But they said you can't eat the boser. You can't eat the kohanim can't eat the boser of that chatas. But Lamaisha, the kapara is affected, and they didn't tell you have to bring another carbon, so they didn't do anything connected to the Torah. Mara says, Sof, Kamisak, Rachilas, Basar, Ukshiva, Ochlu, Osama, Shekupar, Bohem. Lamaisha, the Torah says, the Kohanim eat, and they buy them, get kapara. And that's a mitzvah to eat. And the Rabbanan took away that mitzvah. So you see, there are Arkudavim in our Torah. Right? Mara says, Omarle, Shevi, Altas, Ashani. That Enochinani, the Shail is only whether Bezdin, where Chazal or Okir Dover, Minatora, Bekumvi Asay. They tell you to do something wrong. Like bring a chatas when you're not supposed to bring a chatas. But if they tell you don't eat the meat, that's Shevi Altasa, that they have the power to do. And there's two ways of learning, we said. One way is there, since it's only Shevi Altasa, right? You're not telling you to do something wrong. There, the Torah gave the Rabbanan the power to be Okir Dover, Minatora. To take away a mitzvah, or no? The Torah just said, listen to the Rabbanan. The Torah also said, eat the meat. The Rabbanan said, don't eat the meat. So you have a quandary. So what do you do? Shevi Altasa. Right? When you have a conflict where two things in the Torah conflict, one says do it, one says don't do it, so the halacha is, don't do it. Right? Shevi Altasa. So the Torah said, listen to the Rabbanan. The Torah said, eat the meat. So you have a conflict. Don't do anything. Don't eat the meat. There's a lot of different akaminas, but those are the two ways of learning. One is that the Rabbanan have a koach lak or dovim min haTorah b'shevi altasa, since it's only shevi altasa, the whole thing is shevi altasa. Or one of the akaminas is if the thing itself is shevi altasa, but the way you're over it is b'kumvi asay, then the first way would apply too, since it's an ikur shevi altasa. Even the way you're over it is b'kumvi asay, the Rabbanan took away the mitzvah. But according to the second way, the Torah just said, the Rabbanan said, don't do it, and the Torah said, yes, do it. So then, if the way of being over it is the kumli asay, then you can't do it. Then you have to not do anything since there's a conflict. Okay, in any case, that's the Ikar Shal is what we said. Rashi, Avo Bailu Nishap, Ruvalo Boil Asri Korban Achrina. Right, the Maisa, the Rabbanan did not say that you have to bring another korban. The korban is a good korban, but you can't eat the meat. Shevi altasa lava kirahi. Rashi learns that shevi altasa is not an akira. They're not taking something away from the Torah. Kigon achilas basar asehu. V'om Rabbanan shevi altochal lava kira biyadayimu ela memelehi miakra. Memele, it's miakra. The Melech, you can't do it because the Rabbanan said don't do it. They're not taking away the mitzvah, they're telling you not to do it. That's conscious the way Rashi is. Aval Truma dekomer lo osav lo klum umafkis lo lechulin akira mamashi. But by Truma, they are changing the Truma back into Tevel, back into Chulin. That's already an akira. Over here, they're just telling you don't do it. They're not being oker the mitzvah, telling you not to do it. Okay. Omar Lay. So who said to who? Here's the beginning of the sugya. Yeah. Rav Chisda the Rabba. Right. Sholach Lay Rav Chisda the Rabba. The Yad Rav Acha Baravuna, right. So Rav Chisda said to him, I was going to ask you a lot of kashas. Omer le boy la osvach orel hazor ismel sodden betzitzis the kivsi atzeres the shofar velulav hash the shonis lan shevi altasa la miyakar hu kula nomi shevi altasa nino. I was going to ask you a lot of other kashas where you see that the rabbanon have a koach to go against the Torah, to tell you not to do something the Torah said. What are those cases? Case of orel, right? Surashi. Now she brings on all of them. Omer le Rav Chisda the Rabba. Well, it would have been easier to say Rashi. That's a quote. Rav Chisda said to Rabba, "Boy la osvach oril v'hazor, the chol hani okrim beizin dover min haTorah." All these cases are cases where the Rabbanan tell you not to do something that the Torah said to do. For instance, oril. Omer the Pesachim haporish min haorla kaporish min hakever. It's a din the Rabbanan that a person who is an oril, and he, what's it called, becomes a gemalit, it's like he was Polish menakever, and he has the same tum as if he would be tumming tumas nes. A ger is nisgayer, an erev Pesach, and therefore a ger is nisgayer erev Pesach. Minatori is tar 100%. He wasn't tumming to make a korban Pesach. ain shoked in a lot. And the halacha is that you can't bring Karban Pesach for him, because he's considered like he's tameh. The Omar Bigmara, time of the Vesil, Gzeira Shema Yit Malashona Haba, Teraka Isha, Al Mimishim Gzeira the Rabbanim of Atlin, Lemi Pesach. Hillel holds that Porish Min Ha'orlas, Porish Min Ha'kever, the reason is a Gzeira. This Goy, right, and therefore this wouldn't apply to a Jew who was an Oral for some reason, was able to be Mal Erev Pesach. It only applies to a Ger. A Ger was a Skyer, and what's it called, and he was Tomei or whatever from before, right? He was Metami Lamesim or whatever. He's not Tomei. A Goy is not Metami. Now he becomes a Jew and he sees that he can make Korban Pesach right away. So we're afraid next year he'll be Matami Lemesim also, and he'll say, well, last year I was Tomei Lemes and I could bring Korban Pesach, and he'll forget, or he won't realize there was a difference between becoming Tomei when you're a Goy and Tomei when you're a Jew. So whenever a Goy becomes a Jew, he starts off Tomei, and he needs to be Matire himself just as if he'd be Tomei Mes. And that way, no matter what Tumah he had, it goes away. So this way we're not afraid that next year he'll say, well, last year I was Tomei and I was okay. No, last year you were Tomei and you had to go through this whole process, and if you go through the process again, you'll be Tahar now too.
Just to wait 7 days?
Yes, wait 7 days and Hazor, everything. Okay. So that's the Gzeira. The Gzeira is, we're afraid that he'll learn from when he was a Goy to what he's a Jew, and he won't be Matayr himself. This way, we cover all bases. Yes, if he'll think, well, I'll do the same thing I did when I was a Goy, he'll find that he went through everything you could possibly do to become Torah.
The Chiv
Kars. What?
The Chiv Kars.
What?
By not eating
Karban Pesach. Yeah, that's Anachanami. So the Rabbana, no, he's not Chiv Kars. The Rabbana said he can't do it, he's an honest. The Rabbanan said he's considered Tomei and he can't do it.
But it's not
so you see, the Rabbanan, okay, what?
He'll still get Pesach Sheni. Yeah. He's not going to lose anything.
Right, he still loses Korban Pesach Rishon.
Is he allowed
Pesach Sheni? He was an honest, yeah, yeah. He's an honest. The Rabbanan said he can't do it, he's an honest. Choriya. So, but that doesn't, that's a makeup. The Maisa, they pattern of, that really is Chayim Pesach Rishon. Okay, he can't, if he's not an Onus and he doesn't bring Korban Pesach Rishon, right, then there's other halachas also. Then it could be that he's Chayiv Koris anyway and he has to bring Pesach Sheni and doesn't Mesakin anything. Others hold it is Mesakin, whatever, where he wasn't an Onus, where he was Nazi.
Okay. Why just Erev Pesach say 6 days before Pesach?
Yeah, whatever. Nechadam. That's it. Okay, Hazor. What's the case of Hazor? Shvus. Right, a person needs Hazor by Tumas Meis. And Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and you can't make Hazor on Shabbos. It's a Shvus. Zoster. Midrabana. And here this guy could have his Hazor and bring Korban Pesach. Right, seventh day falls out on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, and he needs his last Hazor, and then he can go to the mikveh, and at night he can, what's it called, eat Korban Pesach. No, we don't check for him. Because you can't have Hazor. Shvus, unless Allah b'Shabbos ela isura the rabbanim. The omer is b'fnei haPesach mavak losa. We're not going to let him bring Korban Pesach. The amrin Hazor Shvus vein adol for Shabbos. The ismul. What's the case of an ismul? Legabe nila omer rabbanim ein mevi'in oso derech gagos v'karfifos v'hotzah didu mid rabbanim u'miyakra mila b'zmana. You have a child that needs bris mila and you don't have a knife. You could bring it v'isur the rabbanim. By carrying it in places that are only also to carry it in the Rabbana, not Rishus Harabi. And the Rabbana said you can't do it. And you don't make the permission evil, you push it off to the next day. The sodden betzitzis, the midiraisa shari, right? In our Torah, sodden betzitzis means you have a linen beged and you have to put tzitzis on it. Now you could put tzitzis that are linen, but you can't put trelis that's linen, because trelis has to be wool. So therefore, you have to put tchelis and it's wool. So you're going to make kilayim, right? Mil min haTorah it's mutter, right? Says the pasuk says lo silba shatnez gedilin tasalecha, that you're allowed to wear kilayim and tzitzis. But the rabbanon asked it; they asked putting tzitzis on a linen beged with tchelis, right? Because we're afraid that you'll put it on a beged that's not, that you're a beged lila that's not, that's really not chayiv in tzitzis, and you're going to be over kilayim because there's no mitzvah. lo shuba shatnes aber gedilen tashlecha min atoritz mutter the gozer rabbanim ishim ksus layla shepotter min atzitzis the haviki layim shlo b'makom mitzvah. We're afraid you wear it at night, or you put it on a beged that's miyuchad for nights. Mashaila, what beged layla is? Meseches menachos batchelas. So you see, the rabbanim told you don't put tzitzis on this beged, and the Torah said you have to put tzitzis on that beged. So you see, the rabbanim were okra mitzvah tzitzis. So the Gemara says that that's shevi al taaseh. Tosfos says, why is it shevi al taaseh? Lamaisa, you're putting on a beged without tzitzis. So that's kumvi asay. The rabbanan said, the Torah said, don't put on a beged without tzitzis, and you're putting on a beged without tzitzis. First of all, you see that Tosfos held that aside from the mitzvah of wearing a beged with tzitzis, there's an issur of wearing a beged somehow without tzitzis. Similar to what the Minchas Chinuch says, besides the mitzvah of eating in sukkah, there's an inyan of not eating outside the sukkah, even though the Torah never said such a lot. But since the Torah said you have to eat in the sukkah, it's understood that you can't eat outside the sukkah. The Minchas Chinuch legabe mitzvah bo b'aveira, right? He says that the Torah says that sukkah gzula is possible. We learn it from pasuk. So what do you need a pasuk for? Mitzvah bo b'aveira. He says, well, be mitzvah bo b'aveira, you just wouldn't be yotzi in the mitzvah. In other words, you wouldn't be yotzi in the mitzvah of sukkah, but it wouldn't be like you're eating outside the sukkah. But if the Torah says that sukkah gzula is possible, that means that you're eating outside the sukkah. So you see from there that even though it's only a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, somehow that infers that there's also an issur of eating outside the sukkah, and you can separate the two. And you can have a thing where you're not making the mitzvah, but you're not eating outside the sukkah either. Right? Seeing something over here, it also seems to say that aside from the inyan of putting tzitzis on a beged, there's an inyan of not wearing a beged that has arba kanfas without tzitzis. And therefore, what's it called? Kumbi asay. I'm putting on a beged. The Torah said, put tzitzis on that beged before you put it on. And the Rabbana came along and said, you don't have to put tzitzis on that beged. So you're putting on a beged without tzitzis. That's kumbi asay. Tosfos says, no. You're not chayiv in tzitzis until the beged's on you. Right? Because it says, al arba kanfos kisuscha, not kisuscha is only when you're wearing it. So when you put it on, you weren't chayiv in tzitzis at all. You're chayiv in tzitzis when it's on you. When it's on you now, it's a shevi al taaseh. Now the Torah says, put tzitzis on that beged. And the Rabbana said, don't put tzitzis on it. So that's shevi al taaseh. Tosfos says, kilayim is different though. Kilayim, you're over from the time that you go to put it on. Putting it on is also an issur of kilayim. Mashen Cain, putting on the beged is not a mitzvah of tzitzis. Tosfos says a kasha on that though. He says the bracha we make doesn't seem like that. The bracha is lehisateif b'tzitzis. We should make the bracha lios otuf b'tzitzis. Not lehisateif. There's no mitzvah lehisateif. The mitzvah is not putting on the clothing. The mitzvah is putting the tzitzis after it's on you. So the lashon lehisateif is ishver. Tosfos says for the kasha. Many shonim achronim and the achronim really answer the kasha. The lashon lehisateif means that to put it on, in order they should have it on. You can't what's it called, have a beged on unless you put it on. So the bracha shows what you're doing. They ask also, it's you have to make the bracha before you put it on. It's over la over, right? It's two stages away from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when it's on. The mitzvah is not to put it on. So you're making the bracha before you put it on. What?
As you're making
the making tzitzis is not a mitzvah b'chlal. If you don't ever put the beged on, there's no mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you make tzitzis.
You say it's
what?
If it's also to put it on, the chelis.
Yeah.
The linen, so the
no, but there's no issue to make kilayim. The issue is wearing kilayim. So you could make kilayim all you want. You can't wear it. Yeah, you can make kilayim. You can make kilayim. You just can't wear it.
The trees, you can't make it.
No, yeah. The kilayim beged, you can't. No reason why you can't make a beged that's not going to be for wearing. You want to make a drapes out of kilayim, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah,
so the issue is wearing it, not making it. It says losulbash kilayim, not losasa kilayim. Okay, so that's the second case. Next case, kivsei atzeres. So Rashi says he doesn't know exactly what kivsei atzeres. We'll see what I'm saying. Some betzitzis we learn, yeah. The kivsei atzeres lo kibalti merabosai. I don't know what that means. Lo kibalti merabosai. Rashi learned this mishnah when he was in yeshiva. Didn't they tell him a pshat? And so he says, I didn't have a kabbalah for what this means for my rabbeim.
This is what I think it means. So Lechora, when he learned Yevamos sometime, I don't understand. So what did they tell him? What was Pshat and Kibsi Atzeres? Right? They didn't know. They said, we don't know what it means, but what's it called? They could look at the article. What was the problem? The
that's what I'm trying to find.
Right. Where's Rashi? Right.
Everything else was
Yeah, everything else I learned from my rebbe. Whatever this one, I don't know what that means. Loki balti mirabosa. Didn't he ever learn Yevamos before he was Rashi? You know, and
he has no tradition from his teachers regarding the nature of this decree, but
believe
the explanation to be as follows.
Maybe he was absent.
Yeah.
When we call makom kach mirabeinai, the kosher adover. And I think it's a good job. The Shanu B'Tosefta, and Shanu B'Tosefta, Maishilo Mesechus Beya, the Gemara Perasheni, there's a Tosefta that's brought in Gemara Beya, the second parrot says the following. Kibse Atzeres Sheshach and Shalol Vishman. You shechted Kibse Atzeres Shalol Vishman. Right? So, Hadam Yisra, so the halach is like this, except for a Chatos, and according to Rebbe Lezer and Osho, and Korban Pesach, according to everybody. If you shech the korban shelo lishma, it's kosher, but you're not yotze with it. A chatas and a pesach, and according to Rabbi Lezer, an oshom or pasach. Okay, so kibse aseres are shalmei tzibur. They're shlom. Okay, they're only korbans of shalmei tzibur. Okay, and they have a din of kodesh kadoshim. They learn from there that even a regular shlom in his kachim calendar, when it's a tzibur, it's kachim kadoshim. See how important the tzibur is. So in any case. So if you shefted them shalom v'shmon, Yisro v'abosar yochel, you're allowed to be zorik the dam, and you're allowed to eat the basar because the carbon's kosher. Because you're not yotzei shalmei tzibur with it. You're not yotzei kibsei atzeres. The chol hazvachim shenizbechul shalom v'shmon sheirim, ela shalom olu lebaylim l'shem chova. All the carbonas except for Pesach and Chatas that you shefted shalom v'shmon are kosher, but you're not yotzei with them. So they remain like a regular shlomim. You're not yotzei kibsei atzeres with it, but they're a shlomim, kosher shlomim. The im hoyse Shabbos shechola atzeres b'Shabbos. If it was Shabbos that shuas fell on Shabbos, the nitna Shabbos litchos eitzol l'shmon, and if it's kibsei atzeres, you're allowed to shech them because it's what's it called the korban tzibur that's kavua lozman stocha Shabbos. V'toazev is shogag b'shalolishman, and he shechted it shalolishman. He didn't shechted the same kibsei atzeres. So the ma'isa, what's it called? He's not really. It's not docha Shabbos, but it's really a good carbon. So it's the rabbanon said lo yizro. The imzorek kutzer. The ma'isa shouldn't be zorek to dam on Shabbos, but if you did, it's kosher. The ha'hacha the zrika b'Shabbos shvus b'yama. The zrika is the only reason you can't be zorek is because the shvus. To be zorik dam shalol tzora. So the rabbanon said, don't be zorik the dam. Since you're not going to be yotze, this korban is no longer docha Shabbos because it's not kibsei atzeres anymore. Right? Kiddushanin and hasam shani shvus the Shabbos uktani lo yisro. The akra shvus the rabbanon gimel esse dizrikas dam dak torase murin dachilus baser. And we're docha now three things: not being zorik the dam, not being makter the emurin, and not being what's it called eating the basar. And the ma'isa, what's it called, the rabbanon came along and said, don't do that. So that's shevi al tasa. And the shevi al tasa shani shofar v'lula mitzvah saseyum avatlin v'lu b'shabbos mit the rabbanon nishum zeir shemi yitlu b'yado. Right, the lulav and shofar are dinei the rabbanon. The rabbanon said if Yosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos or first day of what's it called Sukkot falls on Shabbos, so you're what's it called, you don't take lulav and shofar, same thing, it's shevi al tasa. They're not being oker the mitzvah l'chora, they're telling you not to do it. That's the pasha pshat. The other pshat is they have the koach when it's only shevi al tasa to be oker the mitzvah. They can't tell you to do something wrong, but if it's only shevi al tasa, the rabbana have the power to take away the take away the mitzvah. Okay, intend to go farther. We'll there's somebody come up with a pshat with that Rashi. I said it's beyond my was a pshat. Now Rashi sometimes says, I heard this one by both sides, but I had a kasha on it, and they have a different pshat. But here it says, I never it was makabel pshat. That means you never learned anything. You never learned this sugya.